Terrell Stafford featured on trumpet with his group from the album Brotherly Love, celebration of Lee Morgan, the great trumpet player, and that was one of Lee Morgan's compositions titled Mr. Kenyatta. Joining Terrell Stafford on trumpet there were Tim Warfield on tenor, Bruce Barth on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Dana Hall on drums. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene, coming to you from the new 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. On today's show, we're starting off with a little preview of the Oregon Coast Jazz Party. Later on this program, we're going to be joined by John Gilbreth, who's the executive director of Earshot Jazz, and we'll be talking about the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival starting October 7th. More about that later on today's program. Terrell Stafford, who's a regular at Jazzport Townsend and has also appeared with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, as well as, I believe, at Jazz Alley, is making a return visit to the Northwest. The New York-based trumpet player is one of the featured artists in the upcoming Oregon Coast Jazz Party. The 13th annual festival is being held in Newport, Oregon, Friday through Sunday next weekend, and will feature, in addition to Terrell Stafford, Jeff Hamilton Trio and Ken Poplowski, Graham Dexter, Holly Hoffman is the music director and artistic director for the festival. Bruce Barth, who was the pianist with Terrell Stafford, is going to be making his first visit, along with Grace Kelly, the alto saxophonist, organist Akiko Suruga, Rebecca Kilgore, and various players from the Portland jazz scene. Here's another group that is appearing at the Oregon Coast Jazz Party, the Jeff Hamilton Trio, with Jeff Hamilton on drums, joined by Tamir Hendelman on piano and Christoph Luthi on bass. Here's the group leading off with arco bass solo here from Christoph Luthi on the song The More I See You. Thank you. Ben Wendell on tenor saxophone leading his quartet in an interesting version of the tune Solar by Miles Davis. With Ben Wendell on tenor, Gerald Clayton piano, Joe Saunders bass, and Henry Cole on drums, this group is playing Tuesday night at the Cornish College of the Arts Poncho Theater on Capitol Hill, presented by Earshot, the Ben Wendell Quartet. Before that, we were listening to Jeff Hamilton Trio, Jeff Hamilton on drums with Tamir Hendelman on piano, Christoph Luthi on bass, doing the standard The More I See You. The Jeff Hamilton Trio is one of the groups that's playing this coming weekend at the Oregon Coast Jazz Party in Newport, Oregon. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. John Gilbert, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, joins us now, and Earshot Jazz is presenting an upcoming concert by Ben Wendell Quartet Tuesday at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College on Capitol Hill. And also, we want to talk to John about the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival, which is starting up in early October, on October 7th. First of all, let's talk about Ben Wendell, John. He's a guy who really mixes it up a bit. A couple of jazz classics in here, like Miles Davis's Solar, that he has totally new takes on.
Absolutely. That's what jazz is all about, to turn things inside out and give it a new concept. And I love this band. I love especially Gerald Clayton in this band, one of our future icons in jazz for sure. That's the beauty of youth, that arc is still so clearly evident. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about Ben Wendell.
Ben Wendell is this tenor saxophone, super bright individual, one of the main figures in a group called Knee Body, which is a fascinating kind of very new jazz, kind of slamming complex music. And the drummer in that band is Nate Wood, who also produces this new Ben Wendell release and who appears on auxiliary percussion on a couple of tracks. He also is a super fast rising star, seeming to have assimilated just about everybody who's gone before him and still has enough in his own wheelhouse to blaze new trails.
He's playing here on Tuesday at Poncho Concert Hall.
On the 27th, mm-hmm. Right. It's kind of a tune-up for the Jazz Festival, which starts just over a week after that.
Tuesday night for Poncho Concert Hall, Ben Wendell Group. Check it out, presented by Earshot. And then the festival coming up just right around the corner.
Here we
go. That's the main reason why we got you in here today to talk about 50 events over 5 weeks going on all about town.
Yeah, 300 artists, 20 venues, 56 events, 36 days. That's 300 artists is not counting the entire Seattle Symphony Orchestra, which also appears on the festival, so that would bring the numbers way up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to have fun again. Before we start talking about that, I want to say congratulations to KNKX and congratulations to you and everybody on the team that has done so much work and so successfully. Way to go.
Yes, very exciting times. And last week, Friends of 88.5 FM, the group that raised the money to make the station an independent station, won a 2016 Crosscut Courage Award. Each year, Crosscut honors civic, business, and cultural leaders who make Washington an exceptional place. And this is the first time an organization has been recognized for the award. So cheers for the Friends of 88.5.
Courage is the first step in that thing. There were a lot of subsequent.
Boy, to go down that road was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
To even decide to go down that road. Was
absolutely.
So the festival itself, the Earshot Jazz Festival, you know, you made an interesting statement, John, in the opening of this last month's Earshot, saying that jazz is magnetic, that it draws other things into it and becomes part of it.
And I drew the parallel between just the changing dynamics of the city that we live in here in Seattle and jazz's kind of mandate to be a little bit different, to grow and to expand, but to honor its heritage, to honor its past, and be creative and productive in moving forward. And this festival that we're launching into, it really celebrates the changing face and the changing voice of jazz, which is both the good news and the bad news in the art form. As you know, you've been around, as have I, seeing kind of the difference between evolution and revolution as the music changes. And so we've definitely put together our most inclusive and diverse festival of concerts representing jazz that we've ever done in the past. And it's really, I'm really excited to get into it. It represents a lot of different forms, 300 artists, as I say, from 18 different countries, but those geographic sources don't really define the differences in the sound, I guess is what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, people are from different countries, but the music is the music. It could be just as different if from Brooklyn as it could be from Pakistan.
Categorically, there's a lot of different styles of jazz. And one of the things I always appreciate about the festival, you may not like it all, but there's something that everybody will like.
That's why perhaps it's so large in scope. There are things for different audiences and things to appeal to different people, number one. But I would also hope that by virtue of having this festival up and its reputation and the respect for it, that people will go in and try things that they're not familiar with and take a chance on discovering some new music and some new expression that they may love.
Let's talk about the first weekend and the first week of the festival here, just to give a sampling. From a very traditional kind of artist like Freddie Cole to much more experimental kind of music, to some Latin jazz and some European music, Euro jazz, as we call it.
Yeah. We start off with Jovino Santos Neto, and I can't think of a better start to a jazz festival like this. It's an international voice, absolutely irrepressible genius, and a community event at Columbia City Theater. With also Frank Cole and Steve Lucino, a couple of artists working in the trenches outside of the spotlight around here, as so many do. And it makes the jazz community that we all enjoy. Part of it's the artists that live among us. Part of it is the artists that come in and draw the audiences, uniting people around the music. It'll be lots of fun. There's nothing to be afraid of here. This stuff is fun.
Right. And Steve Lucino has been a longtime activist in the Olympia area.
Olympia area, right, with Bert Wilson and others. Yeah,
he's cooking down there.
Yeah. So, we move on. Steve Lehman, the trio, the music is absolutely brilliant, fast-paced. Steve, just out of Columbia University not long ago, but now is taken over Wadada Leo Smith's chair at Cal Arts. Followed up by Honey Ear Trio with Allison Miller. They have a new saxophonist. The music is diverse. They call it steampunk. So they cover a lot of ground.
I like the concept, yeah.
Absolutely sublime night with Fred Hirsch, solo piano, playing that Steinway D in the 200-seat Poncho Concert Hall. And I can't imagine a better place to be on a night like that. I rarely sit down and listen to a concert that we put on, but I am going to be plant myself for this one.
Me too. Fred Hirsch, great pianist, one of the great pianists of this generation for sure. Our guest on Jazz Northwest today is John Gilberth, who's the director of Earshot Jazz. We're talking about the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival, which starts October 7th. Fred Hirsch plays on October 9th. And we'll be back with John in just a moment. Let's listen to some music from a Fred Hirsch solo piano recital at Wyndham Civic Center in Wyndham, New York, playing a tune by Thelonious Monk, In Walked Bud. Thank you. and I love the way he just spins off endless variations on a tune like Thelonious Monk's In Walked Bud. That was Fred Hirsch at the piano, recorded in concert, a solo concert. He's going to be doing a solo concert during the first weekend of the Earshot Jazz Festival, playing in Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish, and that will be on October 9th, Sunday, October 9th. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from the new 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. And our guest today is John Gilbert, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, about the festival. Lots of new artists, lots of new music, but we also have some great traditional artists too, like Freddie Cole.
The last of that musical dynasty. Coming into the Triple Door, beautiful, kind of like a perfect kind of a showcase for an artist like Freddie Cole. And then we go to a two-piano concert on that Tuesday night, which is something that I don't know if we've ever put up, right?
Not that I recall, and there's not a whole lot of places you could do that.
You could
have
that,
two pianos on site.
Yep.
Cornish.
It's a great mix. 60% Seattle artists, Seattle-based resident artists, and lots of international stuff and national stuff. Certainly partnering with Seattle Theater Group on Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra is icing on any cake. Mm-hmm. But it's really the diversity and the newer artists in this that, for me, where the juice is.
I always like to see, too, in a festival like this, the combination of resident and visiting talent, particularly bringing in Brian Lynch and pairing him with Thomas Marriott.
Yeah.
That should be great.
I like to do is bring back to Seattle people who came up out of this scene and who have gone on to New York or moved on. And certainly we do that a few times in this festival. Michael Biccio will be back with a great new duo project that he has with Kirk Konufke. Josh Deutsch, the trumpeter, came out of Roosevelt High School, bringing his own band back. Paul Rucker, the artist who's been doing getting a lot of success with visual art, interactive art, and the cello and bass work that he does, coming back to Seattle to play some things as well. And there was one other, certainly the Westerlies coming in with one of their international mentors, Dave Douglas.
This was really a pretty spectacular concert, separate, but yeah, they ended up on the stage at the same time.
Right, yeah. Both groups on the same bill, and then they wound up on the stage for more than that typically happens for mm-hmm. a longer set. And that was absolutely one of my favorite moments in the 25-year arc I've been involved in putting this festival up. I love it when that synergy mm-hmm. happens.
Also, an artist about whom there's been a great deal written lately, and he's certainly very prominent, Rudresh Mahantapa.
Rudresh, Earshot has been kind of the longtime champion of both Rudresh Mahantapa and Vijay Iyer, two Indian American, super bright, super fast-paced, I guess, artists who had worked together in really complex settings based on Indian classical music and jazz tradition. They've kind of separated apart. Ironically, this year, Rudresh was just appointed head of the jazz department at Princeton University, and Vijay Iyer was just appointed at Harvard University. So the good use to their intellect. Oh. Rudresh has a fascinating project. It's called Bird Calls. It's a tribute to Charlie Parker, of course, Charlie Bird Parker. I was so excited. I heard this music last January in New York City at Joe's Pub, and he, rather than do straight reads of Charlie Parker tunes and just twist them up a little bit, he will take a fraction of a Charlie Parker head or a solo or a familiar phase of Charlie Parker and build a new composition around that. This one that I loved took the first line from Parker's Mood and used that as just the repetitive head for a tune that was built then around that. And when it comes back to that, it's like, oh yeah, right.
A tribute to Bird, but no actual Bird tunes were,
exactly,
were played.
Yeah, and Rudresh has that kind of blazing alto saxophone thing naturally that Charlie Parker had so naturally.
I have a tune from that album queued up here, John. We'll take a listen to it in just a moment. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. Our guest today is John Gilbert of Earshot Jazz, talking about the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival. And it's coming to you from the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. And here's Rudresh Mahantapa, and from his new CD, this is a tune called Chillin'.
¶¶
sample of the music of Rudraj Mahanthappa from his album Bird Calls, which has been winning all kinds of polls and awards. And he's going to be performing on Friday, October 21st at the Seattle Art Museum Auditorium as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival, which we're sampling here today on Jazz Northwest. Coming to you from 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News, our guest is John Gilbreth, the director of Earshot Jazz, who will be appearing as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival, celebrating his new album, Bird Calls. He'll be performing on October 21st at the Seattle Art Museum's Auditorium. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 FM, KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News. And our guest today is John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, presenting the annual Earshot Jazz Festival. There's some interesting series within the festival, too, I'd like to talk about. You have a series of concerts this year you're calling Soul Space.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Yeah, absolutely. We're putting up three concerts in the old Value Village space up on Capitol Hill. They're calling it V2 for two reasons. One, it's Value Village. It used to be Value Village. And the other is it's operated by Velocity Dance Theater, and it is their second space. So V2 is the name. I don't know if listeners have been up there much, but man, it is the center of nightlife in this city. Go there at the 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's the street life and the music concerts and things. So I'm delighted to go in there. We are working on this whole Soul Space concept, which we hope to do a couple of concerts into next year as well, with the Seattle artist Catherine Harris White, also known as Cat, who performs under a name of Sassy Black. And she curated this first night, we're doing three concerts in there, really kind of making a separate space, or to create a space that is separate from the traditional concert hall or the traditional club setting, and a space that will draw people outside of the use of the word jazz. Mm-hmm. So, you know, marketing is Soul Space, earshot.org, really not focusing a lot on the association with the Earshot Jazz Festival, looking to draw in audience of the omnivore music attendees out there. There's so much of our new population here in Seattle, and what I'm seeing when I'm on the stage looking out at the audience, 25 to 35-year-old, really diverse ethnic representation, young, super bright people whose tastes in music are so broad. And I want jazz to be one of those things. I want, you know, omnivore is fine. And I really want jazz to be a part of that. And I want their not only willingness, but intrigue with the music to draw them in more and more.
And so, what could be better than plunking it down right in the middle of their usual activities?
Absolutely, and just to make it so accessible and bring in things that have cross appeal, I guess, that still have some chops in the jazz world, but have cross appeal. We're doing three concerts there, the 27th, 28th, and 29th of October. First one with Kat and a program she put together with Tiffany Gaucher. That also includes Maya Manser now. We've added another artist. On the second night, it's an artist that I am absolutely wild about, Jameo Brown with his Transcendence Project. I feel so strongly about that group. I first saw them in Europe, and I just was beside myself with the power of this thing. It is so American, saxophone, drums, and guitar, but the guitarist is also electronics. They do a lot with found sound. They do a lot with their newest recording is old field recordings from like Alan Lomax, Southern Journey, using work songs as a base for really compelling music presentations around it. Super powerful. That'll be with Paul Rucker as well, and his Stories from the Trees. So that'll be a very strong night. And then we wrap up that three-night run at Soul Space with the beloved Industrial Revelation.
Already beloved.
Yeah, right. Our feature, what I like to call the resident artist. We've been doing this for a number of years now, taking a Seattle artist and really doing a focus on that artist in the festival. And this year it's Devon Lewis, who has become such a familiar and such a widely respected presence on the Seattle jazz scene. So we're working with him and a number of different ensembles, and also bringing him back to his alma mater, Roosevelt High School, to be a guest artist and a clinician.
Great idea.
And work with them. Devon is great. He's got such a beautiful spirit and like monster chops.
And then a swing back to more what people traditionally think of as jazz with an artist like Denise Donatelli paired with Anton Schwartz. They've worked together back and forth.
Yeah.
And Denise has just an absolutely wonderful voice and delivery, a very charming person. And Anton, too, the same way.
I love that Anton Schwartz is around Seattle as much as he is. He's been such a great addition. Absolutely world-class player with a strong, strong voice on tenor saxophone. But putting together really fascinating projects, high-quality projects, It's jazz. It's still moving the art form forward, but it's deeply rooted in what it is. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that, I'm also looking forward to Dee Daniels talk about world-class vocalists. This is another thing that we haven't done for a long time, if ever. And I've talked with Dee over the years, like, let's do a straight-up official concert. She is so phenomenal as a piano player, as a vocalist, with such a dramatic presentation and, what, a three-octave range or something like that. Absolutely fascinating. So we're doing a straight-up concert with Dee Daniels, November 6th, Seattle Art Museum. So lots of great things, tributes to various people, and I'm just absolutely honored to do our third collaboration in 3 years with the Seattle Symphony and to be in Benaroya Hall with a closing event on 11/11 that honors the Seattle jazz legacy by tribute to Quincy Jones, which includes Kung Vu, who's teaching at the university, running the jazz department there, and the Garfield High School Jazz Band, which is Quincy Jones's old band. And because 11/11 is Ernestine Anderson's birthday, I went back to the symphony when this program came together and said, you know, we can't do this and not honor Ernestine Anderson, who was a contemporary and a close associate of Quincy Jones when they were together on this scene. So that'll be a wonderful night.
That's a great capper for a wonderful festival. So much to explore here. I would advise people to take a look at the Earshot website, earshot.org, which has complete details. Also, you'll find festival brochures all over town, wherever live music is played.
We've printed 50,000 of these brochures.
50,000, okay. So there should be one at your elbow.
Yeah, and by all means, call the office if you don't do the interwebs. If you would like us to mail you out one of these brochures, they're attractive. They're really easy to follow. Give a call. It's 547-6763 in the 206. And earshot.org is the website. The complete schedule and a manageable calendar to sort things out. Discounts are available. We aim to please. We want you to come out. So, and I know that in this broad range of applications of jazz that we've got something that you're going to love.
It's very inclusive in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's the Earshot Jazz Festival coming up. Thanks, John. John Gilbert, the Executive Director of Earshot Jazz. Anton Schwartz on tenor saxophone leading his quintet with Dominic Farinacci on trumpet, Taylor Axte piano, John Shiflett bass, and Lorca Hart on drums in an original composition by Anton Schwartz titled Pangur Ban. And Anton Schwartz, one of the artists who will be featured in the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival, which begins on October 7th. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Next week, here on Jazz Northwest, we'll have three trios with pianists Gerald Clayton, George Colligan, and Taylor Axte, recorded in performance at Jazzport Townsend. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz